Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory Stories. All right, this is G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. And today, we're going to start with the Gregory Sports Report. So, we're going to talk about the Eastern Conference. We had a game last night between the Boston Celtics and the Milwaukee Bucks. And the Boston Celtics won the game between the Milwaukee Bucks. And now the series is 2-2. In the Eastern Conference playoffs. And Miami Heat didn't play against the Philadelphia 76ers.
From 11 to the front desk. Your team 8 from 11 to the front desk, please. Thank you.
They didn't play last night, so they'll play again, I guess, tomorrow. And in the Eastern, in the Western Conference, Phoenix Suns didn't play against the Dallas Mavericks, but that series is still 2-2. But the Memphis Grizzlies did play the Golden State Warriors. And the Golden State Warriors won the series. They won the game yesterday, so now they're up 3-1 in the series. So the next game, either Memphis wins or they go home. That's what it looks like. So that's NBA basketball for Gregory Sports Report. Now, it's time for G-Money's news report. All right. It's been a news report that has come to my attention that they're getting ready to review Roe versus Wade. Judge Ito wrote a 98-page paper describing the lawsuit between Roe versus Wade that happened in 1973. And now he's presenting a discussion paper to be presented to the Supreme Court for them to review the decision that was made in 1973. And because that decision is going to cause changes in women's rights for an abortion all across the country, all the states will be affected by this decision if the Supreme Court reverses the decision. So a lot of people are protesting the fact that this decision may be reversed, and they're protesting in front of the homes of the Supreme Court justices. So they have a lot of people that are coming together, and they're protesting in front of the homes of the Supreme Court justices. And that is the word on the street right now. So it's time for us to take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Like five times in the face. And we just sat there. We were in a state of shock. And Anthony was not giving it up. He wasn't very heavy at all. He didn't have a lot of weight on him. He was just a little skinny kid, but he wanted that radio. When they closed the door, everybody turned and looked at me. And I'm like, what was I gonna do? That dude was big. We told him not to bring that radio. Anthony's little brother didn't even get up and do anything. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Okay, go down no further. Gonna stick right here. Okay, go down no further. Gonna stick right here. Okay, go down no further. Gonna stick right here. Okay, go down no further. gonna stick right here. Okay, go down no further. Gonna stick right here. Okay, go down no further. Gonna stick right here.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp County, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. And I want to invite everybody to pull up their internet and check some websites on the internet. I want you to go to TikTok and look up G Money, the Pimp Comic. I have some jokes and stuff on TikTok for you to check me out and to be able to see what I look like and listen to some of the jokes I told on TikTok. Then go to Instagram and look under G Money, the Pimp Comic, and you can see some music videos that we put on TikTok, on Instagram. And also, we have some rants that I put on for your listening pleasure about me complaining about President Donald Trump and some of the things he was talking about when he was president in the White House. And you can go to Twitter and look on that website, and you can see some of the music videos that G Money, the Pimp Comic, has for your listening pleasure. And you can follow the music that I recorded for your listening pleasure. And then you can go to YouTube, and if you go to G Money, the Pimp Comic, you can see some music videos, you can see some rants, and some other things that were put on YouTube under G Money, the Pimp Comic, and you can listen to some of my music there. And then if you go to SoundCloud, you can look up G Money, the Pimp Comic, and you can listen to some of the music that I posted on SoundCloud for you to listen to. And I have some music videos that I posted that you can listen to, and you can look at the videos to get a good understanding of my music. So that's if you were really looking for some entertainment on the internet, you can go to all of those sites and pull up G Money, the Pimp Comic, and you can see all of the information that I put on the sites for your listening pleasure. And if you want to go to my website, www.storytimewithgmoney.com, you can pull the website up and you can go through all of the menus on my website, and you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, and that'll be 780 radio shows. That's 780 radio shows that we've done over the last 4 years that you can repeat and listen to replays of the radio shows with stories and jokes and information. And then you can go through the menus and you can pull up the music and you can pull up my 5 music albums that I have that I've recorded, 48 songs for your listening pleasure. And you can pull up my story albums. And I have 18 or 19 story albums that you can pull up and listen to some of the stories that I've told. Or you can go to my comedy album. And I have about 100 jokes that I told on my comedy album for your listening pleasure. So all of my jokes and my stories and my music is available for purchase on storytimewithgbunny.com. So pull up and listen to all of the activities on the website for your listening pleasure. All right. Well, back to the radio show. We're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to play another song right now for your listening pleasure. So DJ Papa D, play another one of my songs for the listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So I was hanging out with Lisa, and Lisa had a party. Now, we're like 8 or 9 years old, you know, maybe 10. And her mother and her auntie sat on the sofa couch, and they were watching us dance. And I was dancing with Lisa. And her mother was like, oh, they look so cute together. Oh, baby, you look so good. Let me see you dance. So I broke out and did the swim, and I did the mashed potatoes. And she said, no, baby, I want to see you dance for real. And I stopped in the middle of my dance, and I was like, oh, no, I don't know what to do. I thought I was doing real dances.
Hey, DJ, I got an idea for a song.
Oh, okay. Well, let me find a beat.
Ooh, I like that beat. Yeah. It makes me want to dance. Makes me want to do the funky chicken. It makes me want to dance. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, are you ready to party? Are you ready to get your groove on? Well, right now, G-Money is ready to play its new song. G-Money Shuffle. Now listen to my instructions, and you do the dances that I call out. And do as I say do. Are we ready, everybody, for the party? Let's party, y'all.
mashed potatoes, the funky chicken,
watch yourself,
the swim, the backwalk like Michael Jackson, the robot, the robot, the robot, the robot, the robot, the robot.
Getting money, jump ball. Getting money, jump ball.
Stop in the middle of the floor. Touch all over me.
Watch yourself.
Throw the money on the ground. Do the moonwalk. Lay on the floor and act like you're riding the girl.
Watch yourself.
The bird. The mashed potatoes. Step one, step two, step one, step two. Dance from side to side. White people dance. The funky chicken. The worm. The freak.
Watch yourself.
The cha-cha. One, two, cha-cha-cha. One, two, cha-cha-cha.
Step right. Step to the left. Doggy style.
Watch yourself.
Doggy style. Woo, woo. Doggy style.
Clap, step, step, clap, step, step, stomp. Clap, step, step, stomp.
Get down, brother, do the double step, double step, double step. Okay, let's doggy step. March it up, doggy, jump it up.
I'm G Money, the pimp camp. And if you didn't know, now you know. Ah.
Getting money, jump ball.
Big booty girls run the world. Be careful what you're working with.
I had gone to this club in Long Beach, and I took my pictures that night, and I went inside at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. Well, these two girls walked by me, and they stopped, and they started flirting with me. And they were like, "What's up, baby? What you doing?" And I said, "I'm waiting on the bus. Unfortunately, my ride doesn't come until 6 o'clock in the morning." And they said, "Why don't you come with us? We got a house not too far from here, and you can keep us company till 6 o'clock in the morning." And I said, "Oh, well, that sounds kind of interesting." And one of the girls said, "Well, I got some weed. And the other girl said, I got some cognac. And I said, oh, cognac and weed? Yeah, okay. And we looked up, and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents...
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Gerard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worth and pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories. All right. Well, this is G Money, the host of the radio show. And now it's time for me to play a story that I recorded for the listening audience. So sit back, get your peanuts, get your beer, get your sodas, get your popcorn, and get ready to enjoy a real interesting story about a time in my life when I was just really having a good time. So, DJ, play the story that I recorded for the listening audience, and we'll be back for more of the show after the story.
Well, I'm a secondary education teacher in Compton Unified School District. I'm teaching sixth grade, and I've been the teacher for a whole semester, and I've been implementing discipline in my class, and I've been working with the kids, and we've come to an understanding that what I said goes, and my kids have learned that they've been very disciplined, and they've been obeying, and they've been doing the right thing, and I decided that I wanted to reward them for being good in school. So I had decided that my kids had been very good. So after lunch, I called the pizza company, and I had pizzas delivered to my classroom. And I had gone across the street to the dairy, and I had picked up some bottles of fruit punch. And I brought those into the class with some cups. And so I passed out cups for all the students, and then I had a couple of kids walk around and fill their cups with punch. And then I had kids line up and come up to my desk and get two slices of pizza from the pizza box. And I had five pizzas, giant pizzas, that I had bought for my students. So we had pizza for all of the kids. And while they were in the room eating pizzas, I had gone outside and I was watching the other kids from the other class. They were going to the bathroom and they were coming back and forth into the building. And so I was watching their behavior while they were outside. So I was standing out on the steps of my bungalow, and one of my students, a little cute little girl, she was light-skinned and had big freckles on her face, and her mama had her red hair in two ponytails, and she looked like Pippi Longstocking, and she looked so cute, and her mother had dressed her up with a white sweater and white jeans, and she just looked so darling, and she was the youngest girl in my sixth grade class, so I really looked after her. I really cared for her like she was my special child. And she had come out on the steps of the bungalow to talk to me while I was standing outside watching the other kids running around. And she came out and she was talking to me. And while she was talking to me, she had her punch in one hand and she had her pizza in her other hand, and this little boy from the class next door walked out, and he went under the bungalow and reached under the steps to my my bungalow, and he reached up and slapped the punch out of the girl's hand and got punch all over her white clothes, and I lost it. And then he slapped the pizza out of her hand, and he took off running. Well, I was furious, and I said I was going to catch him. And I took off running after this little boy. And every time I got ready to put my hands on him, he would fake to the right. And I would slide by him because I had street shoes on, and he was running in tennis shoes. So I would slide on by him. And then I'd start running again, and I'd get ready to grab him again, and he'd fake to the left. And I'd slide on by him, and I'd start running again real fast, and I'd get ready to catch him again, and he'd fake to the right, and I'd slide on by, and I'd be like, "Ooh, I'm going to catch him," and I'd be so mad, and he was running around the school, and I was chasing him around the schoolyard. And he ran into the boys' bathroom. And I ran to the door, and I saw he was getting ready to go out the back door. And there were some eighth grade boys that were in the bathroom that were coming out the bathroom. And I said, "Catch him! Catch his little butt!" And they said, "Who?" I said, "There's a sixth grader in there. Catch him. When you get a chance, catch him. Don't let him out the bathroom, because I want him bad." And so they went and they caught him in the bathroom, and they pulled him out, and they gave him to me. And I grabbed him by his head. I took my hands, and I squeezed his head like I was trying to flatten his brain. I just squeezed his ears, and I picked him up by his head, and I carried him to the principal's office. And while I'm carrying him to the principal's office, he's kicking me in the stomach. He's kicking me in the chest, and I wouldn't let go. I shook him, and I held him in the air, and I shook him, and I said, "You bad little boy, I'm taking you to the principal, and the principal's going to deal with you." And I took him down the hallway, and he was hollering and screaming as I walked down the hallway, and all the kids were looking out the door, and they were like, "Whoa, Mr. G done got somebody." And I was like, "Yeah, I'm taking your bad butt to the principal." And I walked him all the way to the principal's office. So I'm walking down the hallway, and I got this kid. I'm holding him by his head. I'm squeezing his ears in, trying to flatten his brain, because he just pissed me off. He wet up my little student in her class, and she got an all-white outfit. Now it got punch all over it. I'm upset. And I carry him down the hall, and he's kicking me in the chest, and he's screaming and hollering and making a nuisance of himself. Well, I take him to the office, and I'm saying, "I'm taking you to the office, and I hope the principal punishes you by calling your mother or your father, and they give you a good whooping when you get home for acting disciplinary, acting bad in the school and messing with that little girl's cute little outfit." I'm like, "Man," and he's kicking me and everything, and I'm just furious. So we're going down the hallway, and everybody's looking out the hallway, and they're like, "Whoa, Mr. G got somebody. Whoa, this dude is going to get in trouble." And I go in, and I drop him off at the office. at the principal's office, and I tell the principal, all right, handle him. Deal with him because he's been bad, and you need to chastise him, punish him for acting bad and for being bad. So I think you should do something to him. And I throw him in the chair in front of the principal's office, and I walk out. And I'm walking back down the hall, and I'm huffing, and I'm puffing, and I'm mad, and I'm done. I could have steam coming out of my nose and out of my ears. I'm just so mad because this kid just really upset me. Plus, he made me chase him. So I'm really mad because he made me chase him all around the school before I caught him. So I'm just furious, and I'm walking back to my classroom where my kids are in there eating pizza and drinking punch, and they're being very good. And I walk down the hall, and this little bad little boy comes running by me. And he's talking about, I didn't get in trouble. The principal didn't do nothing to me. In fact, he gave me a sucker. And I see this kid eating this big old sucker. And I'm like, what? He got rewarded for being bad? I'm like, oh, come on. I can't believe this. This is ridiculous. This is a discipline. This is definitely not the type of school I was raised in, where if you act bad, you get punished. You don't get a reward. You don't get a sucker. And you don't get sent back to class without any discipline. That was ridiculous. I was so mad. I was like, oh. And this little kid just taunted me. He just came by and just stuck his tongue out at me and go, I didn't get in trouble, and I got a sucker. And I was like, oh, little boy, you are so bad. I just can't believe it. So he went. And I walk back to my class, and I'm like, oh, I'm not going to even this little boy. And I went back to my class, and my kids were doing exactly what they were supposed to be doing. They were eating pizza and drinking punch, and they were very quiet and very well behaved, and I was very proud of them.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
my comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worth and pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
You know what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. All right. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting this radio show. And I think the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to shut the show down and get out the air chair because I got some places to go and some people to see, don't you know? But before I go, I want to give a shout out to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on May 10th, 2022. So DJ Papa D, do we have some birthdays that we need to shout out today from my fan club and from my friends and fans from around the world?
Yeah, we have a couple of birthdays to shout out today. Linda English is 68 years old. Happy birthday, Linda. Lola Boston is 55 years old today. Happy birthday, Lola. Dr. Denise H. Brown has a birthday today. Abs Montgomery is 81 years old today. Wow. APZ. I think that stands for a chapter or something. Racine Trey Bennett the third is 28 years old today. Atremius Thomas is 25 years old today. And last but not least, Nkwesi Kepra is 33 years old today. Happy birthday to everyone on May 10th, 2022.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody, all the Greeks, all my sorority sisters, all my fraternity brothers, and all the Greek brothers and all the sorority sisters. Happy birthday to you. Because today is your special day, and I hope you receive all the greetings that God can bless in your life as you grow up and you get older and older and older, and every day may it be a day blessed with graces and goodness from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All right, then, I want to give you my special greeting. As I sing, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you and many, many, many more. Happy birthday to you, and God's grace is made for us and follow you every day of your life. And that's from G Money, the Pimp Comic. And I want everybody to enjoy their birthday. Make sure you get some tonight. Get some cake or some ice cream or some pie or some candy or something, you know. And it ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. So, you know, save a little piece for me because I'm going to be around to share with you a little later on. That's how we do it. One shares with another. That's how we do it. We share with each other because this is a world where we share the good things in life for all of us that are alive and kicking. That's how we do it. Every day is a good day, and one day is better than the next day. All righty then. All right. Well, until Thursday, because I'll be off tomorrow. I'll see you back on the radio on Thursday. So make sure you tell all your friends to listen to the radio show and listen to some exciting stories of my life and listen to some of my jokes and some of my clips from some stories as we trying to bring you the entertainment that makes your day. For an hour or so. That's why I'm trying to bless you with some comedy and some funny stuff to enjoy your day with. So, until Thursday, I want you to watch some NBA basketball and get ready because they're getting down to the final two teams to play in the division championship, the conference championship, in the Eastern Conference, and the conference championship in the Western Conference. And once they come up with a winner in each conference, then we're going to have the NBA championship conference, where we'll have one winner that will be the winner of all basketball teams, and they will be the world champion in the National Basketball Association. So that's how we're doing. We're working toward the number one team to be the number one team, the best in the West or the beast in the East. We will be looking for the number one title team in the NBA. So until then, we're watching NBA every night, because the team from the East will play tonight, and then the team from the West will play tomorrow night, and they'll switch off and on until they're down to two teams left in the East and two teams left in the West, and then they'll battle till it's one team in the East and one team in the West, and they will battle for the NBA championship, the world championship, and we'll know who the best basketball team in the United States is at that time. So, until then, I'm going to say I'll see you on Thursday. You have a good evening and have a good day off tomorrow, and you watch some basketball, and we'll be back on the radio on Thursday. So tell a friend that G Bunny's live on the radio with his stories and his jokes to make life interesting. All right. Well, now it's time for us to pray to get rid of this virus and to stop the wars around the world and to bring peace and harmony in the United States as we pray. Let us pray. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible, it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer, and I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you
stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.